KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me from New York this time is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, we have the Emmy nominations this morning. Some stuff to, I think that the critics at least are cheering, some that has critics pulling their hair out. And overall, a major reflection of the changes that are underway in the television business.
Right. I think the big storyline here is Netflix just, you know, cleaning up with 91 nominations. They're nearly rivaling HBO, and HBO has 110, but they've long been the leader, and now Netflix is nipping at the buds there with some major nominations for Stranger Things and for The Crown in the series category. They really placed well everywhere. And Hulu, another streamer, getting a ton of nominations for The Handmaid's Tale. And Amazon Studios didn't fare quite as well. They got 16 nominations, but they didn't get Transparent in the comedy category like they usually have the past couple years. And a couple of their big swing shows did not get love in the major categories. But between Netflix and Hulu, the streamers are really doing well.
Yeah, and HBO continues to hold, even though Game of Thrones was not eligible this year. But Westworld, I think a lot of people were surprised by how well Westworld did with a whole bunch of nominations.
Yeah, I loved Westworld, and it was kind of a nice industry story because it was such a troubled production that it turned out a pretty good show. But I think that, you know, it tied with Saturday Night Live with 22 nominations as the most nominated shows this year. I don't think anyone predicted Westworld would be the most nominated.
Yeah, that does seem to surprise people. Among other surprises, in the great performance by the streaming services, I think probably the single biggest surprise that had certain critics just in shock was Barb from Stranger Things, who essentially, spoiler alert, she doesn't last long. She's immobile to the extent that she's seen for a significant part of the show. That was one of the ones that I think had people most surprised. But also there's just this thing where Modern Family again, House of Cards again. You know, certainly they were worthy shows. Certainly they've been well recognized. But at this point, it feels like, honestly, again, I just don't see it.
Yeah, I think some people were. You know, it wasn't the guest category where Barb was nominated, so it's not the end of the world. But, you know, another trend that I think I see here is the influence of Trump in these nominations. If you look at the late night category, Stephen Colbert got in there, and you know he's been riding the Trump wave, and Samantha Bee got in there with a nomination, and you did not see Jimmy Fallon with a nomination this year for The Tonight Show, and I think that's a reflection of the fact that his show has kind of fallen out of favor because he's not more politically oriented. The Handmaid's Tale doing as well as it did, I think that show has a very dystopian and kind of many have interpreted it as a cautionary tale for the Trump era, and I think that really did help it get as many nominations as it did.
Yes, Jimmy Fallon left out. Also surprising to some that Oprah Winfrey was left out. She had an acclaimed performance in HBO's Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. It was nominated and it actually wasn't as well received by critics as it might have been, but her performance was well received. Go figure. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. Tune in this Monday at 2:30 to listen to Matt Reeves, director of the latest Planet of the Apes movie on the business. I'm Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.